Watch, Ron DeSantis, private entities facilitating illegal immigration will be charged to provide restitution to Florida. By Jerome Hudson on December 10, 2021. Jacksonville, Florida, this is a crisis that has been created by the Biden administration. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., said of illegal immigration Friday during a press conference, in which he detailed several legislative proposals and an emergency rule meant to crack down on the White House funneling illegals to Florida and private institutions aiding the administration. Speaking from the Jacksonville International Airport, JAX, flanked by U.S. Representative John Rutherford, RFL 4th District, Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry, and Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams, DeSantis put private institutions facilitating illegal migration into Florida on notice. We're also going to require that any private entity that's involved in facilitating illegal migration into Florida owes the state restitution for each person that they're facilitating, DeSantis said. Because this does cost. When you have huge numbers of people, that costs a lot of money for taxpayers in a variety of ways. The governor's actions are in response to the Biden White House green-lighting flights full of illegal immigrants, landing, often under the cover of darkness, just a few feet from where DeSantis spoke. The governor said dozens of flights filled with illegal migrants have already landed. But that has been brought to a halt. DeSantis' office has sued the Biden administration and he told reporters Friday that no such planes have landed at JAX in the last 6 weeks. Watch below. The Biden administration is fighting the governor's office when it comes to gathering information on the migrants being transported and housed in the state, DeSantis told Breitbart News Friday. The Biden White House policy of transporting unaccompanied alien children, UAC, across the U.S. turned deadly in November. Yuri Noel Medina Ulloa, a 24-year-old illegal alien from Honduras, was arrested and charged with second-degree murder in the death of Francisco Javier Queller, a father of four children. Prosecutors are also seeking a first-degree murder indictment. Ulloa, who turned 24 last week, duped Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, when he showed up at the U.S.-Mexico border months ago, claiming he was an unaccompanied alien child, UAC, named Raynel Alexander Hernandez, according to a Univision interview with Ulloa's mother. This tragic loss could have been prevented if our southern borders were more secure. While some may think this is a unique or extreme case, I'm not willing to take that chance, Jacksonville Mayor Curry said. I want to know how these individuals are being vetted and how they're being screened. This is not about vilification, it's about verification. Governor DeSantis unveiled a series of legislative proposals. More money for law enforcement, strengthening the state's sanctuary cities law, and E-Verify, state representatives will bring up in the upcoming session. For DeSantis, stemming the flow of illegal immigration into Florida is about cracking down on crime and fighting back against the border crisis. Cartels are eating our lunch with what is going on with these border policies, said DeSantis. They've never had it so good. It's our job in law enforcement to keep communities safe. And that job is challenged when we have nothing more to work with than just the unknown, Jacksonville Sheriff Mike said. While I have all the confidence in the world that the men and women of JSO will stay vigilant in their work to keep our community safe, I can't deny I've got serious concerns for the fact that they have to carry out that work without all the information that's necessary, not only to keep our community safe, but to keep themselves safe. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter, Instagram, and Parler at Jerome E. Hudson.